there. I'm Dr. Deborah Scamba, founder of Heart to Heart Ministry and Coaching, a seasoned expert in Christ-centered healthy marriages, dedicated to guiding couples towards thriving relationships. Hey, hi, welcome back to Building Better Marriages podcast, where we dive deep into what it takes to have a true heart-to-heart connection. And as we explore the life-changing power of turning fear into forgiveness and walking in freedom. So fear is a natural response to the unknown, a primal instinct that holds us back from pursuing our dreams and embracing new opportunities. But what if we could harness the power of fear and turn it into a catalyst for growth and where healthy, strong marriages and relationships are the norm? Forgiveness plays a crucial role in our journey towards freedom. Holding on to grudges and resentments only weighs us down, trapping us in a cycle of pain and bitterness. And don't we want to break free from that? God has a much better life planned for us than to live in those things. And that's without God, right? So, and yet, when we choose to forgive ourselves and others, we release the burdens of the past and open ourselves up to a future filled with hope and possibility. Our scripture for today is 2 Timothy 1:7. This is from the NIV, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." He didn't give us just one thing there. He gave us three: power, love, and a sound mind. Sometimes sound mind, in other versions of the Bible, it says sound mind is self-control, right? A sound mind, we have self-control. So just keep this in mind as we go through this journey. So we're talking about embracing fear, releasing forgiveness, and walking in freedom. So you may need a new pair of shoes. The old ones will not do. So in the face of fear and forgiveness, you will find freedom. The kind of freedom to live authentically and pursue your passions without reservation. But how do you do this? How do you embark on a journey of healing and transformation? It begins with knowing who you are in Christ, the resources that are available to you in Christ, and the acceptance, knowing and acknowledging your fears, confronting your pain, and embracing your humanity, embracing that you are not perfect. And while we may feel perfect, we will find out that when we have unforgiveness, that we are walking in a way that we are bound to bitterness and resentment. Do you know what fear stands for? False evidence appearing real. My brother used to love to say that. He used to say, "Oh, Deb, false evidence appearing real." He was quite a man of faith. So fear is often our mind's way of protecting us from perceived threats, but it can also hold us back from realizing our full potential. Have you ever felt fear and when you got past it, you realized you accomplished something great? You can do the same thing in your relationships and in your marriage by confronting your fears head on, face to face. It challenges your beliefs, and it's the limiting beliefs that is fueling your fear. You can also unlock a sense of freedom and empowerment that you never knew was possible. Forgiveness is a powerful tool for you that allows you to release the burdens of the past and move forward with grace and compassion. You could set yourself free with the powerful tool of forgiveness. So as you navigate this journey of healing from facing fear, releasing, embracing fear, actually, releasing forgiveness and walking in freedom, remember that through this all, you are not alone. You have within you Christ, who is the strength, who has gives you the strength to overcome any obstacle, overcoming obstacles and turning them into opportunities, the capacity to forgive and let go, but not just let go, but give to God, and the innate desire to live a life of purpose and meaning. So where does your strength come from? The joy of the Lord is your strength in Habakkuk 8:10. And so when you release others from owing you anything through unforgiveness, right? Don't we hold on to things? Don't we even think that we know what they deserve? Instead, when we release unforgiveness by choosing to forgive, you can then receive joy. And in joy is a sound mind. There's that peace that passes all understanding. And it actually helps you to hear from God. Have you wondered, like, why don't you hear from God? Unforgiveness blocks it. So here are three key points I want you to remember when you are facing fear and you're getting ready to embrace it instead. So you want to face fear. The first one is you want to face fear with faith. Fear is a common emotion. And listen, we're talking about the faith as the size of a mustard seed. But I'm confident. I can trust God because I know God is faithful. So fear is a common emotion that can paralyze you and hinder your ability to build a strong marriage. Do you dream of a marriage? That is, what are your dreams for your marriage? A strong, healthy marriage that can withhold all seasons of life, any storm that comes your way. It often stems unforgiveness, being feeling paralyzed. The fear is, it could stem from past experiences, insecurities, or the uncertainty of the future, right? Are you in transition, empty nester? The other key point is extending forgiveness. Forgiveness is a transformative act that has the power to heal wounds and restore relationships. And yet it's not always easy. I know it, to extend forgiveness, especially when you've been deeply hurt or betrayed. However, as Christians, we're called to follow the example of Christ, who forgave us even when we didn't deserve it. And when we choose to extend forgiveness to our spouse, especially our spouse and others, we release the burden of bitterness and resentment that can poison our hearts and marriages. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning the hurtful acts, but rather it's a choice to let go of the past and move forward in love and grace. And when you go from embracing fear, releasing forgiveness, now you can walk in freedom. True freedom in marriage comes from not only embracing the healing process and allowing God to work in your heart and in your relationship, but it involves confronting painful memories, seeking counseling or maybe therapy, and surrendering your heart to the Lord in prayer. praying in, on everything, praying for everything, placing, you know, God in the middle, the love of Jesus between you and others, only the love of Jesus. So as you allow God's love and grace to permeate your life, you will experience freedom. You will, the chains will be broken off of you. Resentment and unforgiveness no longer live with you. You've kicked it to the curb. You've kicked them to the curb. Now you're able to let go of the past and step into the abundant life that Christ has promised you. It's a life filled with joy, peace, and fulfillment in Him. So have you thought about what walking in freedom looks like? When I said you need a new pair of shoes, I mean, you really do have to see yourself walking differently. And you need to see that you need to get rid of the old baggage. Unforgiveness is an old piece of luggage that is a baggage that you carry, and you need to get rid of that and get a new baggage, new luggage, because you have new tools that you're going to use. You're walking in freedom now. So what does that look like? I would suggest that you get a journal and you sit with God and you ask Him, God, what does my life look like when I'm walking in freedom after I've released forgiveness? I faced the fear. I did the hard stuff. God, now what does that look like? And then you just listen. Take a moment to listen, because when you have forgiveness, you can hear from God now. And then write down what you feel He's saying to your heart. And you know it's from God because it is backed up by Scripture. I know this works because I've done it. God, I've been healed from the past. But I do know it's a process. I didn't forgive everything. It was a process that I did it. But it was in all the different transitions I've had in my life that other things came up that I still needed to forgive. I just recently did it. And let me tell you, it is wonderful, because people don't have power over you anymore. I want to share something really important with you. I'm going to have a women's summit this month. It's on March 22nd. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's called From Success to Significance, a Women's Summit. It's virtual. You have to register for it online. It's all about, it's an empowering event that is designed for Christian women who are seeking personal, spiritual, and professional growth. I have inspiring speakers lined up who will offer you tools and inspiration to navigate life's transitions. So no matter where you are you an empty nester, becoming an empty nester? Is it you and your husband, retirement? Is it raising children that are now like seeking to live their own life, right? Or you know, they're thinking about college, and you and your husband are not on the same page. Like, you're not living life on the same page. This is all areas of transition. So in this, you can discover your purpose and make a lasting impact. So don't miss out on this opportunity to connect, learn, and grow. Reserve your spot today by clicking the link in the description box and embark on a transformative journey towards a life of significance, a lasting impact. So remember, dear friends, your efforts matter, but so does your faith and trust in God's plan. So embrace the journey of marriage with grace, knowing that you are not alone. And together, let's continue to build better marriages, one step at a time. Until next time, God bless. Thank you for listening. If you were blessed by what you heard, please like and subscribe, and even leave a review. In the meantime, I look forward to to seeing you at my home, which is your home, at h2hcoaching.com. That's H, the number 2H, coaching.com. Until next time, keep building your better marriage rooted in faith and anchored in love.